Blog Talk Radio.
Channel proudly presents a Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black Owned businesses with interviews, and pop-ups on location. I am Beverly Black, and it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be with you on this blessed afternoon. Today's guest speaker is Trina Essienne, licensed mobile massage therapist and owner of Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work. Y'all, this sounds so interesting. So we have to get our health and wellness on. This is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created, owned, and operated by yours truly. I am Beverly Black. Welcome, Trina. How are you today, Queen?
Hi, Beverly. I am good. And you? And again, thank you for having me on your show.
I'm so blessed, and thank you for being one of our sponsors. We could not do Black-owned and busy without businesses like yours that help us shine the spotlight. So we're grateful for you, and we want to make sure that our listeners get the full story on how they can connect with you, how you got started, and just the overall benefits of Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work. So, Trina, let's start with what made you decide to become a massage therapist, and then we'll get into the mobile part later.
Okay. It was definitely something that I was not thinking about. I have been in travel for the last 30 years, and I was working for a popular TV station, and I knew I was losing my job. And I decided that I don't want to work for anybody. My son is a massage therapist, and so I sat and I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, well, he's doing well. Let me sit in the massage class and just see how it feels and how I like it. And it was a love story that began. I fell in love, and it opened up other avenues to who I was as a person.
Wow. You know, that is very interesting because this sounds like a paradigm shift. You weren't thinking about it.
Yes.
So it's something that came into your journey. It would be destiny unknown to you, but it unfolded and you fell in love. Lord, have mercy. That is beautiful.
I'll go back just a little bit more.
Okay.
In 2017, with a couple of my friends from where I'm from, my hometown, and that it was a transformation tour. And at the beginning of that tour, we started to meditate in the morning. So with that meditating, it opened up a door that I didn't understand. So that journey changed me, but I came back, and I went through a series of things. So leading up to going to massage school, and when I got to that class and I sat down in that class, it all started to make sense. And it started when I was in India, a self-discovery, transforming who I was. And I didn't even realize I was going through a transformation.
And you said it started when you were in India?
Yes. It started, a spiritual journey started.
All right, and there's nothing like being somewhere where you're not anticipating the unfolding.
No.
It's the unknowing, and to be all the way where you were, and for that to happen, that's on a level of an epiphany and an eye-opening experience. Tell us about that.
I started meditating more because I liked the outcome of it. It just calmed me. And, again, I didn't know what I was getting into. And my teacher in school, she described it. When Trina walked into school, she had a wall built up around her. That is not the person that we have today. It taught me that it's okay to express yourself and to feel. But it also taught me that we have intuition. A lot of us don't use the intuition. So your intuition will guide you. And that's what my intuition did. It led me to that class. And it taught me, school taught me how to tap into that. And it taught me that I'm a healer.
Wow. Okay. All right. Amazing. And in learning that you are a healer, what types of experiences opened your mind's eye to, because this is a discovery. So you started meditating.
Yes.
Opened your spirit and your mind's eye.
Yes.
And obviously that meditation delivered. And when you realized that you were a healer, what transpired, you know, this epiphany, your meditation, your third eye opening further, this whole spiritual journey, what can you share? Because others need to be able to relate and recognize that there is a supernatural source that can come into your life. It's called our Creator. We did not create ourselves. We were created.
Yes.
And when you open up that third eye, that spiritual pathway to the Creator, He will bless your soul with something that you never saw coming. And you could only testify that it was Him, because here you are, well, over here doing this and that and the other things, and this never occurring to you, but then the all-seeing, all-knowing is guiding you, and you start traveling down a different path. Your steps are ordered. You started meditating, and you're on that journey, that unknowing journey, and it happened, and it really happened. So tell us that.
It really happened. I didn't understand it, and I would have, when I was in school and I was going through my clinicals, I would have a lot of my clients say, I could make you feel how you make me feel. And I didn't understand that. And they would be like, how did you know I had a problem there? I didn't know you had a problem there. So what I probably would call myself is more of an intuitive therapist. A lot of times you can't tell a person how something works, but it's like I'm reading Braille. And my instincts just go directly to whatever your issues are. And I don't even realize it.
You know, I know what you're talking about. You know, it's a trip. The more I'm matriculated in my journey as a publisher, the more I became so in tune, and the intuitive side of making sure that publications were presented with excellence. And so all these years later, I'm drawn to an error. I'm not even looking for an error. I'm just scanning over something, and boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, it just grabs me so that I can point it out. And it's not, I'm not directing that. I'm not driving that. So I get what you're talking about, like that intuitiveness. And it's unguided by you. It's a level of intuitiveness that is really matriculated the higher your consciousness is allowed to go and grow. See, God can't give all this to everybody, because they won't recognize it. And it's a waste if He does, if you don't recognize it. But if He can trust you to walk in it and let Him direct your path and your steps according to what He will enable you to do, and trust Him, so what, you never did it before? You never took a breath before, and then one day you took your first breath out here and been breathing ever since, see?
That's the problem. We are all guided by intuition. But what is our intuition? We don't listen to that first voice. When I decided to go to school, it was just a thought.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
And everybody kept telling me, I went through a struggle. My people that know me, they know my struggle well. And they would always tell me, you need to go get a job, girl. And my reply was, it will be greater later. But I didn't understand it. I just know that whatever was in me said, keep going. There's goal at the end of this tunnel. You're going to get to where I want you to go, but you got to go through this valley. And it was hard. Many a night I sat in my car and I cried because I didn't understand it. And I can tell you now how I survived only by God's grace. I'm where I'm sitting because I followed what God, the path that God had put me on, and I didn't understand it.
Well, the fact that you could feel enough to cry, to try to understand for your spiritual, mind and body to be open enough to understand that something was transpiring, that in and of itself just shows, God will break you open like an egg.
Oh, I would tell my kids, I say, God, he always tries to get your attention, but if you ignore it, he's going to hit you hard, and you're going to feel it, and you have no choice but to listen. And that's where I was.
And I can fully relate. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I am Beverly Black, and I am speaking with my amazing guest, Trina Essien, licensed mobile massage therapist and owner of Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work on Tribe Family Channel. And it is a privilege because we are really speaking to the birthing of a vision that was put upon you. And I can relate because I remember when I have a radio show on Tribe Family Channel called The Woman at the Well. Oh, yes, let me say that for the back row. The Woman at the Well. And when I was going through the spiritual process of receiving the show, the title, I thought I was in a fight with the enemy. I'm over here battling and thinking I'm loosening and binding, and I'm getting my butt tore up every day. Every day. It's just like, oh, this day is more rough than the last day, than yesterday, than the other day. And finally, I just threw my hands in the air and said, Lord, and guess what happened? God said, the woman at the well, it was placed in my spirit. And I'm like, hold up. Like, it's been you all this time. So that's my version of you sitting in the car crying, not understanding what is going on. And a metamorphosis took place. And so
yes.
Venus Return, explain the name because it has to be tied into the metamorphosis of what unfolded with you.
The name, Venus Return Therapeutic, it was not what it was supposed to be. My son, who is also a massage therapist, and he has been a massage therapist since longer than I have, he started a business back in around 2011, Venus Return. And he never did anything with it, and I found his business card, and I said, if I ever get a business, this is my business name. But it was supposed to be Venus, like the veins. Venus Return, returning blood back to the heart.
Oh.
That's how I saw it. But that's not what God intended. Venus Return is the goddess of love. I want to return love back to my clients. Self-love. I preach self-love. If you take care of your body, what will your body do? Take care of you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, shout out to Instagram where everybody can reach you and your email. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. But everyone, please, you have got to connect with Trina Essien, licensed mobile massage therapist and owner of Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work, y'all. Where can everyone find you and connect with you so that they can get their self health and wellness through what your company is offering?
They can find me at Venus @return_therapeutic. I'm sorry, that's it. I want to make sure that I'm giving them the correct one.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take the commercial break because, see,
okay.
When you're worldwide, you have a few areas that people can connect with you on. She has emails, social media, you know, and she's on there plugging and going viral. So let's take the commercial break so that you can check it and make sure. When you have assistance, you don't get the opportunity to personally be your own social media management, baby. The business is growing, and so she's going to find out for herself, and we'll be right back with that information after this commercial break.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channels, Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black Owned businesses with interviews and pop-ups on location. And I am Beverly Black. My guest speaker today, Trina Essien, licensed mobile massage therapist and owner of Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work. She preaches self-love, self-awareness, self-help. That is right down gumbo for the Soul International Publications row, because that is our message, gumbo for the soul, health and wellness. Trina, my sister, I need to know, where can people connect with you? And then we'll go with our next set of questions.
Okay, they can reach me on Instagram at Venus_Return Therapeutic, and I am located in the Los Angeles area. So if you're in the area, you can reach me at area code 818-668-0205. Again, that's 818-668-0205. And I am the Knot Finder.
Awesome, awesome. And we'll definitely get that information again before we close this episode of Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black Owned businesses. Now, my next question is, once you found out, like, you cried in the car and you just really soul searched and was made known that this is what is happening, this is real, and you are about to walk in it. And it's just, it's only God when it is even tied into your legacy by your finding your son's business card. And so that in and of itself also reiterates that this is not happenstance, but this is purely intentional. And so what were your next steps once you realized that this is purely intentional by the universe to you?
I just kind of focused on where I wanted to go. I just dove into what I was trying to do to keep my head above water and go to school at the same time, not knowing how I was going to do it. But when I tell you, when I finished school and I got my license in the mail, I was afraid, because I know what it was like in school. I would have to call it. I don't want to go in today because I had people lining up, and I would be drained because I would do 4 hours, and all 4 hours I would be busy, and I would be booked the whole week. And I'm like, ooh, if it's like this in school, I don't know what it's going to be like in the real world. Well, I came to the real world. It was worse. I was working until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Until 4 o'clock in the morning. So,
4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, yes.
So now tell others who may be starting out with their business, is there anything that you would do different in hindsight where you would not have had such a demand on your time and schedule to achieve the same results, or was it no other recourse? Because, of course, this is a whole new journey, and you're stepping to the plate, and you're, you know, the ball is being pitched, okay, and you're in the game.
It's really hard to say because I'm reinventing myself. So I can't fail if I wanted to. I can't. I have to continue on. So you just have to focus and don't let anyone destroy your dream. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. Because if it's in your spirit, that's coming from God. You just have to continue on and just do whatever you need to do to make it work, because it will work. And I live my life based on Habakkuk 2 and 3. I write down everything, because the angels will take it to God, and he's going to bring it back to me.
Wow. All right. All right. So once you finish school, how long was school?
It was supposed to be a 5-month course. I did it in a year.
Okay. So it was supposed to be a 5-month course, and this is to become a licensed therapist?
Yeah. Well, the school that I went to, I wanted to do the accelerated course. But because life happens, I don't have time to go to school full time. So I had to do it at my own pace.
That's amazing. So you took an accelerated course to become a
yes.
licensed massage therapist, and
yes.
it was supposed to be 5 months, but you did it in a year, which is a good record. Come on, breakneck time to become a licensed therapist.
Yes. You know, it was hard, but and I saw people don't have, but I just can't follow them. I have to do it the way that I know how. I'm over 50. So I'm not 20. I can't just, it's physical. Massage is physical. So it's not just relaxing someone or whatever. You have to maintain your body. You have to eat healthy. You have to work out. You know, you just have to live a certain way. And I wasn't prepared for that. I'm like, I can't give it up all at once. You know?
I see. All right. Well, let me do a station identification, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to my guest, Trina Essien. She is a licensed mobile massage therapist and the owner of Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work out of the Los Angeles, California area. Now, don't get it twisted, okay? She will service Beverly Hills, okay? She will service your areas down. You could be on Venice Beach. Is that where you want some massage? Because we can make it happen. In fact, I'm looking for her to come to Las Vegas, Nevada, because as we continue to build and grow, we are looking for partners that want to service in the Las Vegas area. So Black-owned and busy, shining the spotlight on Black-owned businesses. We are just excited for the level of connections and what it means to partner with such people as Trina. So, Trina, we're about to wrap it up. I want to thank you again for being here on our show, and I want you to, again, tell our listeners where they can find you again and how they can connect with you. And then lastly, if there's anything coming up on the horizon that we need to know about from you.
They can reach me again on Instagram at Venus_return_therapeutic. They can also reach me by mobile at 818, area code 668-0205. Again, 818-668-0205. And I have so many things that are coming up, but right now I'm not ready to really go into those things. But Beverly, you will be the first to know.
Ooh!
And I will yes, be you happy will.
And excited. Well, you know what? I just want to thank you again. And, you know, I knew when we met that it had destiny written all over it. I want to thank you
yes.
for the time that you took when we met in September,
yes.
2021, when the Shy Lights went to accept their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And we were both in the same location at the same time,
yes.
which is not happenstance. So we're connected.
But
we will remain connected. Say that one
Sorry,
more time.
It was divinely guided because you and I are connected and we're from the same place.
And I, you know what? That is right. That is right. And I'm glad you said that again. I appreciate that because you mentioned something earlier in the show. You said, you were going to do it. It's where you're from. You mentioned where you're from. So I never asked you to say where you're from. So let me allow additionally for you to let our listeners know where our commonality and that thread comes from. So where are you from?
I am from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
baby.
Born and raised. Yes. From the boot, baby.
From the boot, baby. That's what my daughter says in one of her rap songs. And I want to let everyone know that, you know what, Black Owned and Busy is birthed from the womb of my mother, who was born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, born and raised. So we are connected, and I perceive
yes.
that in the future we probably will make a trek down there together because there's nothing like going back home and staying connected,
right.
our roots. So I've never been there, and it's an honor and a privilege to connect with you from there because it's all interwoven in the legacy of which I am living. And so, Trina, thank you once again for sponsoring today's episode, y'all, Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black-owned businesses with interviews, and pop-ups on location. And you never know, we might pop up on you out there in Los Angeles, Trina. So continue to do
yes.
great, amazing soul work. It is needed. And like you said, you've had people that tell you they didn't realize that you would make them feel so good. So by you expending your energy, your giftings, and your ministry through your hands, by your soul work, through Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work, you're helping to heal people. And we thank you for taking the time to sacrifice because, like you said, it's not easy. And you walk the journey, and you're here, and we thank you. Now, again, shout out where we can reach you, and I want to make sure that everyone knows where they can reach us, GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. We have calls for submissions out on 5 different books. We have anthologies. That is The Crust and the Beginning of Who I Am as a publisher and then becoming a radio producer to keep the book's voices alive right here on Tribe Family Channel, Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, on Twitter at tribefamilyus, and you can also email us at tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. Our guest, Trina Essien, licensed mobile massage therapist and owner of Venus Return Therapeutic Body Work. Thank you again. Where can our listeners find you before we sign off, and have a blessed rest of your week?
They can find me at Venus_Return_Therapeutic, and they can text me or call me at area code 818-668-0205.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Take care. Continue to be a blessing. And thank you so much again for blessing us with your presence here on Black Owned and Busy, live on Tribe Family
Channel. Thank you for having me. Yes, thank you for having me, and I appreciate you, my sister.
Likewise, likewise, thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners globally, GumboForTheSoulInternational.com, and we welcome you to follow our studio here at blogtalkradio.com/GumboForTheSoul so that you can listen to the archives of this show and many others. So take care and God bless.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
family.